army has confirmed today that they received arms from Libya. What's your view on this?
Well, I think you heard the Prime Minister of Libya, when he was here, deny those assertions that the government was supporting this kind of action. So I can't speak for what the FSA may believe it has, but with regard to the Libyan government's support, what they have told us is that they are supporting humanitarian relief, they are supporting the coordination and strengthening of a transition planning team and set of ideas among the opposition. But I can't improve on what the Prime Minister said when he was standing next to the Secretary last week.
What the Prime Minister denied actually was not that they were supplying weapons, but was that they were training camps, that they were running training camps for the resistance fighters. So have the Libyans actually told you that they're not supplying weapons? The Prime Minister didn't address the weapons at all.
We didn't have any indication of that in our bilateral meetings.
Did they deny it in the bilateral meeting?
It didn't. The conversation didn't go like that. The conversation went about the importance of supporting the Friends of the Syrian People, three pillars.
So you haven't, just so it's clear, so you haven't had a direct denial even in the private conversations of the Libyan government?
There was no indication in the meetings that we had that the Syrian government is arming the Syrian rebels.
In other words, the question never came up, so there was nothing for them to deny.
I'm not going to get into how the conversation was structured. I'm simply affirming for you that there was no sense that the government is arming the rebels.